Interim Wrangell District Ranger Francisco Sanchez decided to go with the alternative after the assessment determined that certain areas in the Wrangell Ranger District were meeting or exceeding use, while the wilderness areas were the least impacted. He says the alternative should implement commercial growth.
Talking with my staff and other folks, I decided that there is room for growth, for more use within the wilderness areas and outside of the wilderness areas, and that means both the outfitter and guides as well as the general public.
Other options included a no-action alternative that would maintain the level of recreation visitor days, also known as RVDs, available to commercial operators, and a proposed action alternative that would allow growth in those areas like the wilderness allocation alternative, but with more RVDs. Special Use Permit Administrator Diane O'Brien says the assessment is needed in order for the Forest Service to issue outfitter and guide permits. She says a crucial part of the plan was determining a carrying capacity report.
There's a formula in there that we put in different factors to figure out how much use a particular area is capable of having without what we would foresee as a detrimental experience or impacts to the environment.
O'Brien says there is some flexibility in the assessment plan. She says it gives general information on what is happening in different recreational areas, which helped determine the report. David Rack, who also worked with special uses within the district, says the report was the basic building block of the decision.
If you can think of, you took the entire Wrangell Ranger District and broke it up into small pieces, and then, as Diane described, tried to estimate, based on formulas and coefficients, how many people you could put in each of those pieces of the pie, and they would have the prescribed experience. And thus, the district is composed of these little units, and the decision is based on what percentage of the use that this little unit can withstand would go to the commercial services versus the private individuals.
Since 1964, the Forest Service has been required by law to conduct a wilderness need assessment to determine what commercial services are needed in certain areas. The Wrangell Ranger District conducts an assessment every 5 years. The third edition was released back in July, and its comment period ended in August. The district received only one comment concerning the plan, which came from the state of Alaska. Ranger Sanchez says the district was able to meet those concerns. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.